Blog Talk Radio.
Glory, glory, glory to your name, Father. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we come on this morning, Father God, with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude. Father, we come with praise and thanksgiving to your holy and to your righteous name. Now, Father God, as we come, we ask that you would forgive us even right now, Father God, for every sin of omission and commission. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that covers us. We thank you for your faithfulness, Father, to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness when we ask for it, when we humble ourselves, when we submit, Father God, to your word and to the power of your word, and we bless you even right now. Father, we say thank you for allowing us to rise and to shine and to see a brand new day. Father God, a day that we have never seen before and we will never see again. Father God, we thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your angels, your spirit, your power, your word. Father God, we bless you for all of these things, Father God, even right now. Father God, we ask that you would help us not to squander this day, Father God, but help us to make the best out of it. In the name of Jesus, help us to be obedient as we walk in faith, as we walk in love. And Father, as we walk in joy, as we walk in power, as we walk in the Spirit, live in the Spirit, Father God, and walking by faith, Father, not by sight. And we just want to bless you right now, Father. We thank you for canceling every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us, Father God, this day, to come against our families this day, to come against our agenda and your agenda for our wills this day, Father, as we stand on the promises of your word, even right now, Father, to decree and to declare that it will not take root, it will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. We pray for those who do not know you in the pardoning of their sins, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, that somebody somewhere will say yes today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day, and we thank you for it. And Father, we ask that you would just lead us in the direction that we need to go, Father. For we know that the steps of a good person are ordered by the Lord. So, Father God, anoint our ears to hear, our eyes to see, our hearts to receive. Father, help us to hear you when you speak and help us to obey when you say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Father, we want to say thank you for this ministry. Thank you, Father God, for the longevity, the integrity, Father God, the endurance, the capacity. Oh, Father God, the praise, the worship, Father God. We just want to say thank you for this and thank you for everything, Father God. We love you today, Father God, and we're falling in love with you. And Father God, only because you first loved us. And we say thank you for giving us your only begotten Son. Thank you for your Son giving his life, Father. And thank you for eternal life in you. Now, Father, we embrace the gifts of this day. We thank you for it, and we surrender the day back to you. Father God, that you would unfold this day according to your wisdom, your grace, your mercies, and your love, in Jesus' name. And Father, as you taught the disciples to say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Bless the name of Jesus. Amen. We like to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning to our listening audience. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership with Jesus Christ as the Lord. Amen. As we are rejoicing, amen, on this day that the Lord he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great. And God's name is greatly to be praised. We especially want to welcome all of our first-time listeners on today. Thank you for chiming in. Amen. Please enjoy the services on today to the extent that you keep coming back. We meet on this platform 7 days a week. lifting up the name of Jesus. Amen. All of our services are archived at blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership. Then you can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Amen. And visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Lifewordjesus.org. Amen. All right. We pray that everybody's excited in the brand new day. Amen. That God has made. Amen. For us. Amen. And so we want to give him praise, we want to give him glory, and we want to give him the honor. Amen. Father God, we say thank you, Father, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen. Want to turn your attention this morning, amen, to two scriptures. Amen. The first one coming out of Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 5, Ephesians 6 and 5, and it reads, servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling and singleness of your heart as unto Christ. And the second scripture, amen, is 1 Peter 2 and 18. 1 Peter 2 and 18, servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and the gentle, but also to the forward. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. What we want to do, beloved, on the next couple days, amen, as the Lord lead us and guide us, amen, we want to talk about leadership. We want to talk about godly leadership, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. Why? Because we need to talk about it a little bit more. Amen. Sometimes, amen, we don't focus on it. Sometimes we take it for granted. Amen. Glory be to God. And so we want to talk about leadership, obedience to leadership, Father, and how we need to pray for leadership. Amen. So we're going to be talking about this for the next few days as the Lord gives us direction. Amen. Beloved, amen. And so God wants us to be obedient to leadership. Firstly, amen, his leadership. And then, beloved, he wants us, amen, to be obedient to the leadership of those that he has set to lead his people, as they were inspired by him. Amen. Leadership, amen, beloved, amen. It comes, amen, from God. Amen. Glory be to God. Beloved, leadership is the skill that matters most in today's fast-paced, high-pressure world. The pastors and the leaders who obey the leading of the Holy Spirit and his divine order will prosper. And those who choose not to obey will fail. And that's as simple as that. If you obey leadership, you will prosper. If you choose not to obey leadership, you will fail. Traditionally, beloved, leadership was involved motivating, guiding, training. Leadership inspires. They build up, they empower, they advise, they manage, they control, they organize, and they authorize. And in times past, individuals not possessing these traits would have been disqualified as a leader. But beloved, the role of the leader is changing. The old command and control model is crumbling. New definitions are taking its place, such as strategist, coach, facilitator, cheerleader, mediator, team builder. See, leaders need to know how to work smarter and not harder. And those being led need to know how to follow faithfully and with dedication. Of it, leadership is not to make anyone feel like they are subservient or slaves to any human being, but to comply with the established set of guidelines already set in order, which will place us in a position of being blessed in all areas of our life.
every area of our life. We are blessed, beloved, when we honor leadership. Glory be to God. So, beloved, we need to take a look, see, at how our respect of leadership can be enhanced, see, and our skills for following leadership can be upgraded. Leadership, 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 beloved. Leadership is the authority figure. Leadership is the one in charge, the manager, the trailblazer, the head, the principal, the organizer, the chief, the boss, the director. See, all of these, beloved, images spell out the person of responsibility leading other people. See, and those who occupy, beloved, the seats that occupy this leadership role, beloved, they often lead with an authoritative, skillful, and wise perspective of the task at hand, knowing what, when, where, and how to make sound decisions involve much wisdom, beloved. Glory be to God. Now, one may ask, well, what is wisdom and where does it come from? And we know that the answer to both of these questions is simply this, beloved. Wisdom is both the ability to discern what is best and the knowledge of character to act upon that knowledge. Wisdom does not come from a doctorate degree or a college degree. Wisdom does not come from work experience. It does not come from reading a lot of books. Although one can gain earthly wisdom and knowledge from engaging in such things, but true wisdom that is from above comes from the all-knowing, all-powerful, almighty creator and Lord of all, our God. He is wisdom, and he is where true wisdom comes from. Thank God for true wisdom, beloved. Being a know-it-all certainly is not a sign of wisdom, because believe it or not, beloved, nobody knows it all. Only God knows it all, because he is omniscient. God knows everything. He knows all, and he is the only one. So this wisdom can only be acquired by simply seeking it from God. When we read in Proverbs chapter number 2, verse number 6, it says, "For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding." Beloved, a good and wise leader is identified by his or her fear of the Lord and his or her ability to recognize their insignificance in comparison to the all-knowing and the all-wise God, our Savior. So, beloved, we have to be very careful, amen, how we deal with leadership. Beloved, one of my friends, amen, she put it this way, glory be to God. She said, take your feet off the seat. Take your feet off the seats of leadership. See, now, beloved, there's some places it's safe to place your feet. It's safe to place your feet in motion to be of assistance to the leader, assistance to your pastor. See, once you have identified the seat. But you must understand, beloved, that the responsibility of carrying the torch to lead is not an easy task. Leaders have people in their care who have needs. They have spiritual needs, they have physical needs, they have mental needs, and they have emotional needs. And if you busy yourself, beloved, offering assistance to them while they are carrying these heavy loads, you will avoid falling into the category of walking all over their seats. And just as leaders have a responsibility to care for the people have a responsibility to respect and honor their leaders. Beloved, and in identifying the seat, you must be aware of the weight placed upon the one who sits on that seat. And you allow your footprints to tread lightly even around the area of the seat, beloved. You become cautious of what you say and how you give reverence to the position. Beloved, because leadership is ordained by God. And in doing so, beloved, let me tell you something. You'll save yourself a lot of grief and a lot of hardship. A lot of people are under a lot of grief and hardship because they are not honoring leadership. Their feet is on the seat. Their feet is on the seat. All type of dilemmas. Glory be to God. And they want to bind the devil. It ain't no devil to bind. They want to put it on voodoo and witchcraft. They ain't no, the only voodoo and witchcraft here is the one, amen, that you're self-inflicting. And we're going to be talking about this and giving you some more scriptures over the next couple of days where you can see where individuals put their feet on the seat of God's ordained leadership and how they suffered for doing so. 1 Timothy 5 and 17 says this, let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. Beloved, double honor is not only defined as supporting your leader financially, but most importantly, esteeming your leader for the very office that they hold. That is what is known as double honor. Glory be to God. So we just want to lay the foundation today, and then tomorrow we want to get into the nitty and the gritty. Glory be to God. Beloved, in order for a good leader to be recognized as such, they must demonstrate certain attributes that cause others to follow them. Good leaders. What do others see in them? Well, number one, they must be confident. Luke 1 and 37 says, for without God, nothing shall be impossible. So good leaders, beloved, walk in full assurance of the impossibility for God to fail them in anything. Good leaders walk in faith. Glory be to God. We read, beloved, in Hebrews 11 and 6, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So, beloved, leaders are fully persuaded in the existence of God and his ability to lead them and provide the wisdom needed for them to lead others. Good leaders, beloved, walk in diligence. Proverbs 22 and 29 says, he shall stand, seeth thou a man diligent in his business, he shall stand before kings, he shall not stand before mean men. Leaders are laborious in the task at hand. Good leaders walk in lowliness. Romans 12 and 1 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Leaders rule with humility. Anytime you have to remind somebody the boss, anytime you have to remind somebody that you're the boss, amen, there's a problem. not only do leaders rule with humility, beloved, they present themselves before God and man with devoted servitude. They take this as their reasonable responsibility. Leaders, beloved, have strength of character. Hebrews 12:1 says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Leaders do not become visibly ruffled. See, they don't become visibly irritated. When someone raises an objection or questions their authority or changes the program without notifying them. Good leaders, beloved. Leaders, amen, beloved, they rule with diligence. 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Leaders possess a watchful eye when caring for those they lead. Oh, they see when you think they don't see. They hear when you think they don't hear. They are very aware. They are in full control, beloved, and aware of their surroundings at all times, even when you think they're slow and they're missing it. Leaders, beloved, mind their words. They speak distinctly. They're quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Psalms 49:3 says this, my mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. Leaders, they speak distinctly, beloved, and loudly enough to be heard by all. Yet their speech is with wisdom, and their speech is with love. Leaders, beloved, are very conscientious. Hebrews 13:2 says this, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. They're conscientious, beloved, about what they say in a crowd. They never know who is listening. Good leaders, beloved, exercise integrity. 1 Timothy 2:7 says this, wherefore I am ordained a preacher and an apostle. I speak the truth in Christ and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. They exercise integrity, beloved. What they know is factual and not what was rumored. Good leaders build friendly relationships with others. James 3:18 says this, and the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. See, good leaders know how to lead without lording. They know how to direct without dictating. They know how to counsel without criticizing. Good leaders, beloved, know how to delegate their responsibility. Ecclesiastes 4:9 says this, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. They realize that this is not a one-man show, beloved. They recognize that the Lone Ranger flavor is counterproductive. Good leaders teach ideas and visions. Habakkuk 2:2, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. So they teach visions, they teach ideas, beloved, transferring them to the hearts and the minds of others. Oh, good leaders are not easily intimidated. Oh, no, baby. They're tough cookies. St. John 14 and 12 says, "It's verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth for me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." Oh, no, they're not easily intimidated by others who are under them and appear to know more than they do. Matter of fact, a good leader will celebrate the achievement and successes of the people that they inspire. Good leaders, beloved, have a good attitude. Luke 14 and 11 says this, "For whoever exalts himself shall be abased, and he who humbles himself shall be exalted." And good leaders realize that your attitude determines your aptitude. Good leaders, beloved, are sincere and enthusiastic. Romans 12 and 11 says, "Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord." Because, beloved, their enthusiasm captures others, so they are eager to cooperate. Good leaders are very open-minded, very open-minded. Beloved, we read in Romans 13 and 7, "Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fair to whom fair, honor to whom honor." Good leaders are very open-minded. They welcome new ideas, and they use them wherever they are appropriate and timely. And they give credit where credit is due. Good leaders, beloved, they think very positive. They're positive thinkers. They always see the glass half full as opposed to being half empty. They always look on, amen, the possibility and the solution as opposed to focusing on the problem. Titus 1 and 15 says this, "Until the pure..." All things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. Good leaders think positively, beloved, regardless of how bleak the circumstances and the situations are. They're very humble people. You notice that people are that God exalt and promote to leadership are very humble. Why? Because that's a requirement to get there. He said, "If you humble yourself, amen, glory be to God, then I'm going to be the one that's going to lift you up." Because leaders, beloved, godly ordained leaders, amen, we are servant leaders. 1 Peter 5 and 5 says this, "Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and God gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." So good leadership, beloved, they are dependent upon God for wisdom, power, and fruitfulness. They publicly and privately give God the praise, glory, and the honor. Publicly and privately. Whatever you do privately is going to be exposed. Beloved, leaders realize that their power comes from an omnipotent God. They are fully persuaded that he alone, God alone, liberates. God alone elevates. God alone educates. God alone compensates. God alone motivates. God alone regenerates. See? And God alone activates them to lead people with success. Beloved, that's a good leader. God, by his spirit, he liberates, he frees them from the chains, the stains, and the pains of their past mistakes. The man can't do that. God alone does that. A good leader recognizes that. Glory. A good leader cannot elevate anyone to any position because they didn't elevate themselves. That's God who does that. He embraces them and lifts them up to reign with him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I don't care what type of degree you have, a master's degree, doctor's degree, GED, glory be to God, beloved. It's God by his spirit who educates. He gives the wise counsel. He gives the future direction and knowledge through his holy word. A good leader recognizes that, beloved, that God by his spirit compensates. Glory be to God. A good leader, especially in ministry, amen, is in a bad situation if they're waiting for their followers to support them. If they're sitting around waiting for tithes and offering, glory, they're in a bad situation, beloved. Why? Because God, by his spirit, compensates. He fills up areas that are weak. He fills up areas of lack, beloved, and competence with his love and his grace. It's God, by his spirit, who motivates. Glory be to God. And we have so many motivational speakers out here. Glory be to God, calling themselves pastors and leaders, beloved. But God becomes our source of vision, our source of hope and purpose. God, by his spirit, regenerates. You can't work no magic in regenerating. A good leader recognizes that. He alone transforms, beloved, us to live on a higher level with his supernatural power. God, by his spirit alone, activates. He commissions us to obey and move forward in his cause by allowing his Holy Spirit to speak, beloved, to our spirits. Good leaders, good leaders, good leaders, good leaders, good leaders, good leaders. Amen. Glory be to God as we wrap this up today. And we want to pick up here, beloved. Amen. And glory be to God. Tomorrow's Lord willing. Amen. Beloved, to show you, amen, hallelujah, how trouble comes into your life when you don't submit to leadership. That's just the way God made it. Good leaders are relational. Beloved, relational. They like to connect, amen. Glory to associate, amen, join, attach, interact, cooperate. Great leaders relate to others horizontally and vertically. They respond to and respect those over them as well as those who work directly under them. Leadership, I still respect, look, I honor Bishop Eric Lambert, I honor Pastor Evelyn H. Westfield, and I got about four coverings above Bishop Lambert, which I'm not calling no names right now, glory be to God, that cover me in the spirit, glory be to God, which probably one of the only reasons I'm still alive today, glory be to God, I honor these men and women. People want to get to a certain point and feel like they don't need nobody no more. Glory be to God. A good leader knows that. And guess what I do? I tithe into their lives. Oh, the tithe is coming every month. I'm still so. Well, I honor these men and women. Because I ain't stupid. I know where my blessings come from. Your blessings come from above, beloved. Your blessing, the blessings flow down. Psalms 133. A relationship, beloved, is a partnership. And this is why we read in 1 Corinthians 1:10, where Paul, Apostle Paul, beloved, says this. He said, now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there is no divisions among you, and that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment. Relationship. Great leaders connect themselves, beloved, with ships that are going somewhere. Because ships docked in one spot cannot advance forward. Good leaders create a unified corporate atmosphere. And you can read about that in Amos 3:3. Write that down. The corporate objectives and goals are communicated to all, making them aware of the fact that they are all working on the same team and everyone should be pulling in the same direction, beloved. Jesus is the center. What did Paul say? Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Follow me as I follow Christ. Don't just follow me. Follow me as I follow Christ. See. Beloved, relationships are built upon good communication skills. Success is never achieved playing guessing games. Clear, concise communication is vital and can eliminate problems and ward off negative chains of reaction. Good leaders relate to others by mastering the art of one anothering. It is a fact that people do not care much about leaders and how much leaders know until they know how much leaders care. Leaders cannot separate leadership from relationship. Much can be learned from our brother Paul, and we thank God, amen, for brother Paul, beloved, writing 2/3 of the New Testament, amen, that we're still reading today. In your time in your reading today, I want to encourage you to read Romans 12:9-21. And relationships, beloved, are very rewarding. Building relationship with others allow leaders to reach their goals. The rewards of a healthy relationship, beloved, are the ability to accomplish more. One completes the other, and one can comfort and support the other, and one can strengthen the other. And this is why the Bible tells us that two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. So, beloved, let me say this as I close on this morning. When you serve under a leader who takes their job seriously, it is much easier to respect their seat and not walk all over them. You have to take your feet off the seat. God placed them in that seat where you take your feet off of it before your foot get cut off. Now, however, beloved, if you're under a leader that's taking advantage of their position, see, and also taking advantage of those who serve underneath them, see, it is not, beloved, your job to challenge the leader. God will manifest his position on the situation, and God is going to handle it accordingly. God is God, and he is very much at the top of his game. If your leader displays good attributes, if your leader displays positive attributes, beloved, let your feet walk in the direction of working under them with the best of your ability, in humility and with sincerity. If they display negative characteristics, beloved, you are still responsible. Listen to me. If your leader displays negative characteristics in the sight of God, you are still responsible to serve them faithfully and let God handle the matter. And when you do, you will be free of guilt. Free of guilt. Ephesians 6:5. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh with fear and trembling and singleness of your heart as unto Christ. 1 Peter 2:18. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and the gentle, but also to the forward. Glory be to God. Beloved, what attributes impact you most about your leader? That's the question that you need to answer today. Tomorrow, Lord, we want to pick up here and talk about David and Saul. Oh, we want to show you a situation where somebody had their feet on the seat of authority, the seat of leadership that God ordained, and how it caused havoc and pain and suffering. I know some people right now, they always want to challenge the leader. They always got a word for a word, a tit for a tit, and a tat for a tat. They always want to question the leader. We see it happen in politics. We see it happening, beloved, everywhere. And unfortunately, we see it happening in the church. And God knows, please don't let her be a female leader. I think I heard Joyce Meyer say that God knew I was a female when he called me. And they don't want, I've seen situations where the man, the leader, that's a male, will stand up and give instructions and everybody scurrying around to do it because Pastor Male said it. Glory be to God. And then when Pastor Female stand up, amen, everybody want to move slow, amen, and ask one another what they're going to do. Beloved, the leadership that you're under, amen, is the leadership that God has ordained. And it don't make you no least important, less important. Glory be to God. Beloved, all of us working together in unity. All of us working together. And that's the problem with the world today. Let me say this. And I'm finished. Black lives matter. Sure, black lives matter. All lives matter. Now, I'm going to tell you something, Al Sharpton. I'm going to tell you something, all these people in position. I'm going to tell you something. God bless you, and thank you for standing up for us. But now, I'm waiting for somebody to be bold enough to stand up and say, glory be to God. Yes, glory be to God. That cop was wrong. Yes, that was wrong. Yes, that was wrong. But somebody needs to stand up and say, who going to obey the law? Who going to obey the law? Yeah, well, this cop shouldn't have did this. This cop, yeah, okay, then let's look at this. Let's look at the whole situation. Why can't you just be obedient? Why you got to give the police a hard time? Well, you got caught in the middle of killing somebody. You got caught in the middle of a robbery. Come on, saints. Come on, right is right and wrong is wrong. When you gonna start obeying the law? Somebody robbed somebody's house, got caught, got shot. Now you want to persecute the cop. What was you doing in the person's house stealing? So, what's my point? Glory be to God. All right? So, this generation here today, we don't want to obey authority. We don't want to obey the authority of our parents. We don't want to obey the authority of the law. Amen. We don't even want to obey God's authority. We don't want to obey the authority of leadership. What's wrong with the police? The policemen don't want to obey authority. The people don't want to obey authority. Nobody wants to obey authority in leadership, but the leadership was ordained by God. Is that maybe the situation that this world is in today? All these Indians and no chiefs. All these chiefs and no Indians. Before you would submit to a leader, you say, I'll do my own leadership. I ain't submit. I'll start my own church. I'll start my own ministry. All because you don't want to follow. So you want to, amen, now go and try to lead before time, and then you won't cause a bigger mess. Because you're out of season. The Lord said, in due season. No, but you want to have the baby, but you're only 3 months pregnant. We have an authority problem in this world. All right, so yes, the cop was wrong for shooting the people down, but what was you doing pointing your gun at the cop? Why couldn't you just raise your hand up when he told you to raise your hand? Beloved, we just can't go justifying all this. Children out of control. And now you want to cause a riot and burn the city down because your hard-headed son? Just tell the truth. Leadership was ordained by God. And until we get it right and humble ourselves and let God have his way, we're going to continue to suffer. Why? Because the word of God says so. And we're going to pick up here tomorrow if the Lord lead us this way. Father God, we thank you for leadership. Leadership was your idea, Father. Father, leadership is the authority figure. The leader is the one in charge. The leader is the manager. The leader is the trailblazer. The leader is the head. The leader is the principal. The leader is the organizer. The leader is the chief. The leader is the boss. The leader is the director. Father God, forgive us for putting our feet on the seat and coming in trying to manipulate, Father God, situations to move in our favor, Father God, contrary to your will. Father, bring us back to where we need to be. And we're never going to get it in order until, Father God, we recognize you as a supreme leader. How can we respect people we don't respect you? How can we honor people we don't honor you, Father? How can we submit one to another and we don't even submit to you? Father God, we confess our sins even right now in Jesus' name. Some of us need to go to our leaders and get things right. Because you know what? We try to just skip over it. We just try to skip over it like it's okay. No, it ain't okay, baby. And we're going to show you some scriptures. It ain't okay. Yo, I asked God to forgive me. Yeah, but did you ask your leader to forgive you? Did you ask your leader to forgive you? Because you know you was wrong. Then we wonder, why I'm pulling and pulling, can't bring stuff. No, you ain't going to bring nothing together either. Ain't nothing coming together. Because you got to humble yourself. See, it's a form of humbling. Because God said that he will abase pride. And pride goes before a fall. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to my mother and my pastor and Bishop, even Bishop Lambert and my other bishops and say, forgive me. I was wrong. I didn't pray about it. Forgive me. I was wrong. I was in the flesh. Forgive me. I was wrong. Why? Because that's humility. And God said, when he see humility, now the promotion comes. We want to be promoted. We want to go up without coming down. No, God's way up is down. Oh, and let me tell you, say one more thing. I got to go. Close. Those of you that's talking about your leaders, oh, God, did I learn the hard way. Baby, you better get your feet off the seat. If you don't like something your leader is doing or saying, you better talk to God about it, and you better close your mouth. I'm telling you, you're going to reap every word. And I know that through experience. And I let other people allow me to talk about my leader. I'm agreeing with them. Well, I ain't saying nothing. Yeah, and then you ain't saying nothing contrary either. Laughing at the, oh, baby, ooh, that, oh, my God. Oh, my God, amen, the bear, amen. How they even laughed at the prophet, glory be to God, and the bears tore the children up, killed the children. Oh, we'll show you the scripture later on this week. Look, you better ask God to forgive you and cause a crop failure in your life for every negative word that you have spoken against your leader. And then you need to go to your leader and confess and humble yourself and ask your leader to forgive you and get that off of you. Why? Because your blessings flow down and not up. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God that has come forth on today. Father, we pray for leadership. God, we thank you for godly leadership, Father. We just dismiss them and act like they don't exist, Father God. Oh, and the responsibility and the calling of leadership, Father God, we want to say thank you for leadership in every area of our lives. Father God, we will never be a good leader if we're not a good follower, Father. But we forgive us for not wanting to follow. Forgive us for not wanting to follow. Forgive us for wanting to expedite, Father God, the transaction, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we have to humble ourselves and follow. And as we follow good leadership, that's following you, Father God, and somebody else will follow us. Some of us want to be leaders, Father God, but we ain't got nobody following us. Someone said, glory, if you're trying to do something and nobody following you, you're just going for a walk. No one's going to follow us, Father God, when we are full of pride and think we know it all and trying to be in competition with somebody else. Father, we say thank you for giving us in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Father God, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost, and we seal this service in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Lord's willing, we'll pick up here tomorrow. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to show you through the word, amen, how you invite trouble into your house when you disrespect leadership and you have your feet on their seat. Amen, in Jesus' name. In form of announcements today, we will be at the altar prayer once. Amen, 12 o'clock today and Wednesday night Bible study, 8 o'clock. Spread the word. Bring somebody with you. Amen. At 8 o'clock for our Bible study at the altar of prayer, 385-799-9729. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Those are our announcements for today. Amen. This Friday, it's the Friday night prayer. Set your calendar, 10 o'clock on Friday night, Lord's willing. Amen. We will be at the altar prayer every other Friday for the altar prayer, and then every other Saturday, amen, for our spiritual warfare training, amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God coming forth, Father God. We thank you, we're not returning to you void. We say thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for leading us, guiding us, directing us. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. It will not take root. It will not prosper. and it will not come to pass, Father God. And we just want to say thank you. God knows I didn't like everything my leader said and did. But I thank you for teaching me how to humble myself to know that you got to eat crow to grow. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name. Now to him who's able to keep you from falling and to present you faultlessly from the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forevermore. And the church did say, amen, 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 and amen. Again, Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. In Jesus Christ, he is the Lord. Amen. And every spirit of retaliation is bound, even right now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. For the respect and the honor that has been enhanced for our godly leadership. Amen. That God has placed in order. Amen. I love you, love you, love you. Amen. Pastor Alfreda signing out. Amen. Meet you for Bible study tonight. Amen. Lord's willing. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. In Jesus' name.
Just one touch, that's all we need from Jesus. Just one drop of oil, amen. Just one touch from you. Just one drop of your precious oil. Oh, oh, just one word from you. One moment in your presence.
And it will change everything. Finish what you started, so I'm gonna wait. Oh, wait for.
Thank you, Lord. Just listen, if you haven't got it by now, but just listen to this line. One moment
in your presence.
Oh. thank you for showing up. One moment in your presence, Lord, changes everything.
Amen. Blessings, blessings, blessings. Amen. Pray for your leaders, beloved. Amen. Definitely pray for me. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody have a wonderful day. Pastor Bradford signing out.